padanga.
You know, the ecstasy of a series win plus you becoming a father, how difficult is it to set aside such emotions and focus on a series in which obviously you're a very important part of the series? How difficult is it to set aside such emotions?
Yeah, see, it is very emotional, but when I'm here, it's only about the team and the game. You know, of course, when I go back to my hotel, I will try and see what my little daughter is doing. But of course, when I enter the field, it's all about going out there and doing your best. That's the professionalism you got to bring into yourself. There will be a lot of things happening around, you know, your personal life. But of course, that's the challenge that comes with the sport. You got to manage it. And I think it is going to be challenging initially. But again, I've seen a lot of guys handle it pretty well. So I think it will be no different for me. But yes, looking at all that has happened in the last few weeks, you know, pretty exciting times for Indian cricket going forward.
Now, and series win also. Series win was also a very emotional ride. So you have been a part of it.
Yes, of course it was. It was a historical win as you know, everybody been talking about. For us, it was important to focus on little things. I think throughout the series, we did that little things right. If you want to win the series, you can't just look at larger picture. You got to focus on the smaller picture first and take one game at a time, one single moment at a time. And I think we did that pretty well throughout the series. We focused, when we reached Adelaide, we focused on Adelaide, then Perth, Melbourne, and then Sydney. So I think the message was very clear at the start that we got to focus on little things and you know, take one game at a time, one session at a time, I would say. And I think we did that pretty well. That's why, you know, we've been rewarded with that series victory.
Thanks.
Rohit, this is the first ODI of the year, and it's obviously seen as the World Cup year. So you were asked in Marathi, but still, you know, in terms of the importance in by way of building up to the World Cup and what are your thoughts on that generally, and specifically what do you feel as the vice captain are the slots we need to look at, and you know, to get the combination right, because there's hardly any time. May is the World Cup, will be already in January.
Yes, absolutely. I think this 13 ODIs that we're going to play before the World Cup, you know, more or less you will see the same squad playing in the World Cup. There will be one or two changes, you know, keeping in mind the form and injury concerns over this next few months. We played a lot of cricket throughout the year, so the injuries are bound to happen, and there will be some concerns about form and fitness, but I don't see there will be any drastic change in the squad. Honestly, looking at, you know, the slots, more or less, I think, you know, the slots are pretty much, you know, taken by individuals. But having said that, I still feel, you know, everything will depend on the form of each player. I think nobody is guaranteed that flight to England as yet. We got to be in prime form, each and every player that will be, you know, taking part in that World Cup. So I think all of us is aware of that, and we need to keep doing the right things, keep performing, and you know, make sure that come the World Cup, we are ready for it. And you know, we are confident going into that. I think talking about the slots, it's slightly early. I wouldn't say that you know, every individual that are going to be part of this next few series are going to be playing the World Cup. You know, you've got to perform. But like I said, there's not going to be a drastic change. Somebody out of this 15 or 20 is not going to come and fill the slot, unless there's some injury concern or something like that.
No, I mean, what I meant is, sorry, is the 11 in your mind set? I mean, you're part of the think tank, that's why I'm asking you.
I see, like I said,
it's 12, keep it at 12.
Too early, like 13 games, 4 or 5 months to go, and then there's 2 months of IPL. Lot of cricket to be played. I think it's very hard to say the 11 or 12 that will be taking part in that World Cup. But, you know, you're seeing the guys who are playing the ODIs in the last few months. and who are part of this squad in Australia and New Zealand. And then Australia will come to India to play the ODI series. So I don't see, like I said, there's not going to be any drastic change. More or less, this 15 and a few more other guys will be part of that World Cup squad.
Thank you.
In reckoning, I mean.
Rohit, like 2018 was kind of a roller coaster in terms of your test cricket. Like one day, you continued scoring runs. So after this Australia series, do you feel like, okay, like I belong at the test level again? And what does it mean to you to be a regular in all three formats?
No, it is. It is something that I've always dreamt of. Test cricket, I've said this many a times, test cricket still always will remain an ultimate challenge and ultimate goal for me as an individual, as a player. Yes, I mean, to miss out in Perth and Sydney was disappointing. But again, see, under the circumstances that I missed the last test match was, something different. So obviously, but I'm really happy, what we did as a team. But for me as individual, yes, of course, I want to stake a claim and, cement my place. But I really don't think too much about it right now. Or I've stopped thinking about it, I would say a year or year and a half ago. I've stopped thinking about it. What has to happen will happen. When I get an opportunity, I got to give it my best shot. And that's what I'm focusing on. Because thinking too much about test cricket will only put pressure, and I don't really want that. Since I made my debut, I've been only thinking about it. So it's time for me to just focus on present and take what comes or what lies ahead of me.
Chet. Rohit, last time India came here, 2016 ODI series, the top order did very well. And it's the same in the last 2.5 years. You, Shikhar, Virat, and in fact, it's grown really. I mean, you guys have been scoring almost 70% of India's ODI runs in the last 2.5 years. So, how important is it for this top order to click this time in this series and to gain form in those 13 ODIs leading to the World Cup?
I think it is very important, not just for the top three, but all the 6-7 batters that will be playing. It is important because I always believe that it's not about one or two individuals. It's about 11 of us going and contributing there. So, not 11 of us, 7 or 8 batters that will be playing. I think it's important to contribute in whatever way they can. Individuals probably will win you one or two games. But if you want to win the championship, I think all the batting unit needs to come together. And at some stage, they need to put their hand up and say, okay, I'm going to take that challenge and make the team get through the finishing line. Our middle order definitely believes in, going out there and taking the challenge, because it's not about the top order or the middle order. It's about the whole batting unit, the batting group that we have, and it's all of us know that. Come whatever situation, we got to put our hand up and make sure that we get through the finishing line. We saw Raidu coming pretty good in the last series we played in India. Dinesh has done reasonably well. And then MS obviously, is a key factor going forward. And then there's Kedar who, brings so much to the table with his bowling and with his ability to strike the ball at the end. So all these guys are very, very important. And not to forget Hardik and Jadeja who will be playing a crucial role with the bat. That finishing touch is very, very important in this format. So I think all these batters will have important role to play. This team believes that it's not about just one or two individuals. It's about everyone coming together. And, there will be times, your top order will fail. And the middle order has to take that responsibility. And they know that. And I think they've done that in the last few series that we played in Asia Cup. And also in West Indies, against the West Indies in India. So I think, they're pretty much ready and they're confident going forward. So pretty good, looking pretty good right now.
When Australia's not Mitchell Stark, no Hazelwood, no Cummings, and you have different bowlers. I mean, how does that change the team's sort of outlook about playing Australia when the best bowlers are not there? The bowlers who you haven't faced as much, how does that change the outlook?
See, if I look at it, these three guys, they don't play too much of ODI cricket, if I'm not wrong. The last time we came here, none of these guys played, and we were still beaten 4-1, was that? Yeah, I think it was 4-1. So they still have quality in their bowling. It's not that they don't. Of course, those three are their premier bowlers, but they've got the guys who can do the job for them, and their bowling lineup can put us under pressure without a doubt. Because I've been watching, they've been playing some, limited overs cricket, and they've been doing well. So it's not going to be, an easy walkover situation for us. We've got to grind it out there, face the challenge, and make sure that we put them under pressure. Of course, the team is high on confidence right now, so we've got to carry that into this format as well, and make sure that we keep doing the right things and we keep doing the little things right. Because looking at the larger picture right now is not something that we are looking at. We got to focus on the small things, make sure that we go home, go to New Zealand from here with high in confidence, doing well in all formats. We drew the T20 series, we won the Test series. Now, time for us to make sure that we win this ODI series as well, and go to New Zealand.
Can I just ask two questions very quickly, just following up on those? First of all, how hard is it to carry momentum from one format of the game into another, particularly when you're bringing different players into the side? And the second one, Australia obviously have struggled in one-day cricket over the last year. Are you surprised at that?
I've not followed a lot of Australian cricket in limited overs format. I've not watched. That's what I meant by not followed. Obviously they're missing a few players, but that puts a little bit of pressure on their batting group. But Australia still is a quality team. I strongly believe that because of a few individuals who can take the game away from you. Oppositions are obviously, taking the advantage of, missing out on few players and making sure that they put Australia under pressure with that. I have no doubt in my mind that Australia will really bounce back and try and make sure that, they try and show their authority because obviously they're playing in Australia in their home conditions. So it's not going to be that easy, like I said. But we never focus too much on the opposition. We want to focus on what we can do as a team and how we can improve as a team. There will be changes that will happen in opposition camp. But for us, it's important that we try and focus on what we need to do as a team and make sure that we build a strong foundation going forward into the World Cup. And what was your...
Just carrying the momentum from Test cricket into...
Yeah.
It's obviously different formats, different players.
Yeah, of course. See, a lot of the guys are now used to it. They know after you got to switch format quite quickly, and these days we play all three formats on the same tour. So, and a lot of the guys are specially playing, guys who are playing limited overs. They know, they got to... switch on from day one as soon as they arrive in the country. But by now, I think most of the guys are used to it, switching formats. Earlier, when it started back-to-back formats, it was slightly tough, but I don't think it's an issue right now.
Final question, yeah.
How much of the reassuring factor is that MS is still around, like, as a vice captain, as a leader? What are the things that, how does he inspire and instill that confidence?
MS Dhoni?
MS Dhoni, yeah. There's been influence that he still has in the team.
Yeah, of course. That's without a doubt. Over the years, we've seen what sort of presence he has in the dressing room and on the field. With him being around, there's a sense of calmness around the group, which is very important, I think. And also a bit of help as well to the captain, because he stands behind stump and, he's captain India for so many years and he's been such a successful captain for India. So him being around with the team always is helpful. And yes, he's like a guiding light, I would say, around the group. And I think also with the bat going batting down the order, getting us through the line, that finishing touch is very, very important. He's finished so many games for us. So that role that he plays is very, very important in terms of his batting. And around the field, like I said, you know, his calmness, his advice, what he thinks about the game, what he thinks about what we should do right now is very, very important. So those kind of things that he does brings, you know, a lot on table for us. And his presence around the group is a massive factor for us.
Especially the speakers are around, like...
Of course, like, you know, Chahal and Kuldeep both are, you know, doing really well. And... So somebody like MS Dhoni standing behind the stumps and helping those guys out about what the batsman is trying to do makes a huge difference, I think. You know, those guys, when they started playing for India, Chahal and Kuldeep, last year, I think it was, 2017, it was in Sri Lanka. They started playing together. And since then, they've done really well for us, whether it's in India or outside India. And, you know, one of the reason I would say is MS, because... You know, he's guided these two guys really well, you know, in the middle overs, how to keep things tight, the field's placement, you know, and obviously he's helped the captain a lot in the field as well. So I think he's played a massive role, you know, even since the time he's left captaincy, I think he's played a massive role.
Sure. Okay. Rohit, World Cup la aata, thode divas rahile, tani aata. टेस्ट मॅच होणार नाही आहे पुढचे 7 महिने, तर हे प्रिपरेशन गोइंग इन टू द वर्ल्ड कप ॲज अ व्हाईस कॅप्टन तू कसं बघतोयस?
मराठीमध्ये पाहिजे
प्लीज प्लीज.
आता आय थिंक 13 आपल्याकडे 13 ODIs आहे आता प्रिपरेशनसाठी. बट आम्हाला असं नाही बघायचं आहे की हे प्रिपरेशन आहे, आम्हाला सिरीज जे काय मॅचेस आम्ही खेळणार ते आम्हाला जिंकायला बघायचं आहे. आणि ते करताना एक प्रिपरेशन पण पाहिजे आम्हाला, आणि बघायला की काय आमचं कॉम्बिनेशन असणार वर्ल्ड कपच्या वेळी. तर हे चांगलं इंडिकेशन असणार, हे जे आम्ही ODIs आता खेळणार आहोत आमच्यासाठी इम्पॉर्टंट आहे की बघायला की कोण प्लेयर कुठल्या प्लेयर्स आता कुठे स्टँड करतायत आणि काय त्यांचा परफॉर्मन्स आहे. तर त्या बाबतीत आय थिंक इम्पॉर्टंट आहे सगळे मॅचेस जे आम्ही खेळणार या इकडनं.
छोटे छोटे जे लूप होल्स होते ते संपले, छोटे छोटे जे लूप होल्स होते टीम मध्ये बॉलिंग असू देत बॅटिंग,
ते लूप होल्स म्हणजे आम्ही वर्ल्ड कप मध्ये पण जाणार ते असणारच, कारण की कुठल्याही टीम मध्ये परफेक्शन नसणार, काही ना काहीतरी वीकनेस असायलाच पाहिजे आणि असणारच. पण आम्हाला हे बघायचं आहे की आपलं आमचं स्ट्रेंथ काय आणि त्याच्यावर जास्त फोकस करायला लागणार आम्हाला. आणि ते आम्ही आय थिंक लास्ट दोन वर्ष जे आम्ही क्रिकेट खेळलो आहे ते आम्ही चांगलं केलं आहे. आम्ही फोकस केलं आहे आपल्या स्ट्रेंथवर, वीकनेस असणारच, ते वीकनेस आम्ही ट्राय करत आहे इम्प्रूव्ह करायला. पण आय थिंक वीकनेस असायला पाहिजे टीममध्ये, कारण की एक इंडिकेशन असतं की कुठे लॅकिंग आहे आणि काय इम्प्रूव्ह करायचं आहे. सगळे टीम मध्ये काही ना काहीतरी वीकनेस तर असणारच.
थँक्यू.